The following recording of Daf Samach Aleph is taken from the previous shiur on Daf Samach and is being presented here again as a standalone recording.
For now, why are we discussing the sugya of Tushu Rishon Kitchel Lashayta V'Kitchel Lasalava? It's because the Gemara had discussed the halacha about Mizbeach Shenifkan. So in Daf Nun Pesach, now the Gemara discussed Mizbeach Shenifkan as relates to Shechita. That a Shechita of a carbon is possible if it was done at the time that the Mizbeach was Nifkan. Now we learn to Gemara Rabbi Loza on the bottom of Daf Samach Amar Aleph that Mizbeach Shenifkan impacts the mitzvah of Achilas Kachem as well. He said it with regards to Shiori HaMincha, with Xerah Shava, all Kachem Gedashim. Abaya was Moisef. Abaya said it's true even for Kachem Kam. Amar Abaya, how do I know that? I know it Midrash of the Rabbi Yossi. I know it from this Braisa. What did you see in this Braisa? The Rabbi Yossi holds that a Bechor cannot be eaten as manazeh. And the Gemara spoke out very, very clearly in the rather complicated cheshbon that even if you would have done the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika, and everything at the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash, and then the Beis HaMikdash was charev, so what would happen? What would happen is it would still be, you wouldn't be able to eat it. Bechor is kachem kalim. You see, you can't eat bechor, which is kachem kalim, if there's no mizbeach. It's from there Rabbi took out this halacha that not only if there's no mizbeach at all, but even if the mizbeach is merely nifkam, there's precedence for the concept of mizbeach shenifkam, as we've seen. So even if it's only nifkam, it affects all karbanos, even something like a bechor. In other words, even kachem kalim. The Gemara says, "Gisalik Ravin Amel Shmaitik Amedir Rabbi Yirmiyah." So Ravin was one of the Amiran that famously went to Eretz Yisrael to learn. We spoke at a Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Masechta Avodah Zarah that all the Amoraim used to go learn in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Gemara that tells a story with Rava who was at the port of Haifa, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, "What's Rava doing in Haifa?" Rava lived in Bava. So he says, "Vaistais, you know, there was a minhag. People used to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn. But Ravin is from the more notable ones." Right, so Ravin goes from Bava to Eretz Yisrael. So usually you have things that Ravin brought back from Eretz Yisrael. Right, Kiyasa, Ravin, Am Rabbi Yechanan, Kiyasa, Rav Dibi, Am Rabbi Yechanan. So this Gemara is just the opposite. So Ravin goes from Bava to Eretz Yisrael, and he meets Rabbi Yirmiyah. And he tells Rabbi Yirmiyah something over from Abaya. So, if you know a little bit about Rabbi Yirmiyah used to speak down Kaviyochel on the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel. So Rabbi Yirmiyah heard what Abaya said, that Abaya held that the halacha mizbeach shenifkam as it relates to achilas kachem applies even to kachem kalim. So he said, "Bavloi tipshoi, amtul deyosvi ba'arach hashucha." Because they live in a dark land, am rishmaita de mechashcha. Lei shmilu hadetanya. How could Abaya have said that? Doesn't Abaya know the following braises? Which price? The Shas Luk Masah is at the time that the Yidden were in the Midbar, and there was a Mishkan, and the Mishkan used to travel. Mem Beis Masah is. So at the time that the Mishkan was traveling, meaning it wasn't erect, it was in the state of traveling. Kachim Nifsalim. So the halacha is all Kachim was pasul. You couldn't eat Kachim at that time. And Rashi says it means even if there was a Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, and you didn't get around to eat your Kachim yet, once the Mizbeach started traveling, you can't eat kachem anymore. The Braisa continues and says, "V'zovin u'mitzayra and mishtalchin chutz mechitza." That's a very big chiddush. That the machanois of machne shchina, machne levi, machne yisrael that existed when the Yidden were in the midbar, those machanois applied even at the time that the Mishkan was traveling. You would have thought that if there's no Mishkan, there's no machna. Machna is all relevant to the Mishkan. No, that even if there's no Mishkan, still the machna is applied. But what we need is the first part. That b'shas siluk masois kachim nifsal. Tan yidach, we learned in another braisa. B'shnei mekoymos kachim nechalin. That you were able to eat kachim b'shnei mekoymos. Now, what does shnei mekoymos mean? It's very unclear. But Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I'll tell you what shnei mekoymos means. Shnei mekoymos means whether the Mishkan was erect or whether the Mishkan was traveling. Now, if that's the case, you have a stira. You have a braisa that says, "B'shas siluk masois kachim nifsal." You couldn't eat kachim at the time that the Mishkan was traveling. And then you have a braisa that says, "B'shnei mekoymos kachim nechal." And what are the two mekoymos while it was traveling and while it was erect? How do you reconcile the stira? My love. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, the only answer is, "Habakachim gadashim, hachbakachim kalam." So even though it's far from a mufurish of braisa, but Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I don't understand how Abaya could entertain a possibility. Yeah, Abaya wanted to say that the halacha mizbeach shenifkam impacts even achilas kachem kalim. I have a braisa that says b'shnei mekoymos kachem nechalim, and b'shnei mekoymos kachem nechalim means l'chura sai when the Mishkan is standing and sai when it's traveling. Must be that even though there is a halacha of b'shas siluk masai is kachim nesalim, that's kachim kedashim, not kachim kalim. Rabbi says, no, either be kachim kalim. Maybe both brises are discussing kachim kalim. The brisa that says you couldn't eat kachim when the mishka was traveling. The brisa says you could eat. Ha, v'loi kasha. Ha, Rabbi Yishmael. Ha, Rabbanim. One's going to Rabbi Yishmael, it's going to Rabbanim. Meaning, how did Rabbi Abaya know his halacha that you can't eat kachim kalim at the time of Nifkam HaMizbeach? He learned it from Rabbi Yossi, who said three things in the names of three zakenim, and one of them was Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. Meaning it was all Rabbi Shmuel. Top line on the Samach Amid Beis. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, right? That was all Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. Yachol, yachol, the Meister Shalim Yishalai. But it was a memory for Rabbi Shmuel. Abaya only said it in Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning Abaya could acknowledge that there's another Tana in Shas that argues with Rabbi Shmuel. So in Rabbi Shmuel's world, this is going to be true, but it can't ask me a kasha from a right. Alternatively, you could say, not both Akachim Kalim, but rather both Akachim Kedashim, Umay B'Shnei Mekayim. B'Shnei Mekayim means something else. Shnei Mekayim doesn't mean that there's no Mizbeach, but rather, Koidim Sheyamidu Leviyan Es HaMishkon, Ula'acha Sheyifriku HaLeviyan Es HaMishkon. The Shnei Mekayim means before the Leviyan erected the Mishkan, after they took the Mishkan down. But what's the punchline? The Mizbeach was still standing. And it's Tafka over there, B'Shnei Mekayim, that it's okay. Meaning the Braisa that says, B'Shas. See, look, Masoyes Kachim Nefsalin. That's talking about there was no Mizbeach because there's a din of Mizbeach she Nifgam. The Braisa that says that you could eat a B'Shnei Mekayimus could be talking even about Kachi Kedasha. I Shnei Mekayimus. Shnei Mekayimus means there's a Mishkan, there's no Mishkan, but there's a Mizbeach. That's the point. I, if there's a Mizbeach, what's the Chiddush? The whole halacha is that could you eat Kachim when the Mizbeach is Nifgam? Here you have them. The whole Mizbeach is there because they took down the Kroshim and the Kloim or some other part of the Mishkan where there'd been a Havamita that you shouldn't be able to eat the Kachim. The Gemara says very nicely, I would have thought, Ifsalu b'yoytzik, shmak is far. I would have thought that when the Kroshim are taken down, that maybe it's considered yoytzik. So maybe there's a new psul yoytzik. Kamash malon, that it's not yoytzik. Yoytzik is when you physically remove the Kachim outside of the Kloim. But over here, you're not physically removing anything outside of the Kloim. What you did was you took down the Kloim. That's not called Psul Yoytze. Why not? Maybe it should be Yoytze. On my cross, the Pasuk says, V'nasa Oyo Mayed, and we learn from there, Afal Pisha Nasa, even though it's traveling, Oyo Mayed, who it's still considered an Oyo Mayed. Excellent. So before we go weiter, if we have some time, just one Ha'ara. And that is that. So we learned the Gemara on Daf Nun Tes on the base onto Daf Samach, really holy Daf Samach Aleph on the base. But earlier and this morning, we had this idea where the Gemara shtelt su the psukim of Sefer Yecheskel. In Sefer Yecheskel, there's many, many psukim that describe the Beis HaMikdash. Now Rashi says that those psukim that in Sefer Yecheskel that described the Beis HaMikdash, says Rashi, B'shel Yecheskel, this Rashi was on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, Shenesnavi Abayesheni, Oi Alo Osid, or referring to the Beis HaMikdash of Osid. Sounds like Rashi wasn't sure. Rashi's a little bit unclear what those psukim of Sefer Yecheskel are. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, says very, very clearly. It says, Binyan Shabana Shloima, the first Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash that was built by Shloima HaMelech, Kfar Mufurish B'Malachim. It's Mufurish and Sefer Malachim. The Torah over there talks exactly about how that Beis HaMikdash was built. The Chayn Binyan Asa Libanois, and the Bayis HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash, Afa Pishu Kasa B'Yecheskel, even though it's mentioned in Yosef Yecheskel, Einu Mufurish B'Mavur. It's a little bit unclear. But, says the Rambam, what is the Psukim of Sefer Yecheskel referring to? It's referring to the binyan ha'asid lihibanos. Those kalim and that binyan is what's mentioned in Sefer Yecheskel. So the psukim in Sefer Malachim that talk about the Beis HaMikdash, that's Bayis Rishon. That's Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash. The psukim in Sefer Yecheskel that talk to Beis HaMikdash, that's Bayis Shlishi. That's the psukim in Sefer Yecheskel. V'anshei Bayis Sheini, kishabonu b'mei Ezra, the Yidden, in the times of Ezra when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, banu kebinyan Shlomo, they built it like Shlomo HaMelech's binyan, u'me'ein dvarim ha'mefurashim b'Yecheskel. And it was me'ein the dvarim that are mentioned in Sefer Yecheskel. Interesting. So the first Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaMikdash that's described in Sefer Malachim. The third Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash of the Asid, that's what's described in Sefer Yecheskel. What about Bayis Sheni? So Bayis Sheni was a little bit of both. It had a little bit of Bayis Rishon, and it had a little bit of Bayis Sheni. There's a classic introduction that the Tosfos Yontif gives to Masechtas Midos. Now, Masechtas Midos deals with the second Beis HaMikdash. Masechtas Midos are the dimensions of the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Tosfos Yontif asks, so why was it important for Chazal to transcribe exactly what the second Beis HaMikdash was like? I mean, there's not really that much relevance for La'asid L'chayra, because it was a transient Beis HaMikdash. It stood for 420 years, but why did it have to be written? That's what the Tosfos Yontif addresses in his Akdama. And he says, I'm going to tell you why. Because the second Beis HaMikdash has in it a combination, it has certain tchunos of Bayis Rishon and certain tchunos of Bayis Shlishi. So it's good to know Bayis Sheni, because there are elements of Bayis Sheni that are going to be relevant to Bayis Shlishi. Unbelievable. So being that there's elements of Bayis Sheni that are going to be relevant to Bayis Shlishi, it's for that reason, thus we have a Masechtas Midos, because it actually is something that's going to be Negeya. He says, how do I know that? He quotes this Rambam in Hilchos Beis Achim. Then he says a Pshat in the Rambam. He says, what's Pshat? That Bayis Sheni was a little bit Bayis Shlishi, but not completely Bayis Shlishi. So he says a Dovah Nifla. He says Bayis Shlishi is the Bayis of La'asid. And really, in order for the Yidden to be Zeicha for Bayis Shlishi, we have to be on the Madrega of being ready for Bayis Shlishi. He says the second Beis HaMikdash could have, would have, and should have been Geulas Olam. It could have been the Bayis Shlishi. In fact, it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that Mikan Amru Ruin Hayich Yisrael Liyasis Lam Nesbi Mei Ezra Kederach Shenas Lam Nesbi Mei Yeshua Benun. And that would have been the end of the whole story. It would have been the Geula, Mashiach would have came El Shigar Machay. But the Yidden did Averis, and because they did Averis, that's why they weren't Zeicha. But the point is that really the Yidden could have been Zeicha to a Geula Soilam. It was Bayis Sheni was supposed to have been Bayis Shlishi. But because the Yidden weren't Roy, it wasn't Bayis Shlishi. But being that it was supposed to be Bayis Shlishi, it had a little bit of Bayis Shlishi in it. But being that at the end of the day it wasn't Bayis Shlishi, it couldn't be completely that way. And what we ended up with was Bayis Sheni. So you're right, Bayis Sheni is like it's a taruvus, the Rambam says. It has a little bit of Bayis Rishon and a little bit of Bayis Sheni, and Shlishi, as if to say the Iker Bate Mikdashim Bayis Rishon and Bayis Shlishi. And then you have this like in between, this taruvus. Well, what's Pshat in this taruvus? Dr. Taisyat, I'll tell you Pshat in this taruvus. Because the whole Bayis Sheni is a Zman of taruvus. That's what it is. It's the Zman that was supposed to be Gula Soilam. At the end of the day, it wasn't Gula Soilam. And it's for that reason you have this little bit of confusion, but the point is that Rashi says that it's either Bayis Sheni or it's Bayis Shlishi. The way the Rambam learns, it's really both. It's Bayis Shlishi. That's Be'ikr what the Nevuah of Yechezkel was for. But Bayis Sheni handed it a little bit of Bayis Shlishi, and it's for that reason, time in the Tais of Siyantiv, we have a Masechtas Midos. Masechtas Midos is going to be relevant because when we build Bayis Sheni, Bayis Shlishi, B'mher B'yameinu, it's going to be important to be aware of some of these details of Bayis Sheni. Just one final Ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara mentioned the idea of Elef Oilos Yalash Shleimah. That Shleima, you know, let's learn a little bit more Gemara better. So, drop more Gemara. Talk to Gemara weiter. This will help us in the long run. Amar Afuna, Amar Rav, Mizbeach shel Shiloi, shel Avonim Hoya. The Mizbeach in Shiloi was made out of Avonim. And that's a chiddush, because that's in contrast to the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was made out of Adama. It was a Mizbeach Adama. There were wooden boards around it, and it was coated with nechoshes, with copper. The Mizbeach of Shiloi was not that way, even though Shiloi didn't house the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it housed the Mishkan. But the Mizbeach that was in Mishkan Shiloi, despite the fact that it was a different Mizbeach. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. In fact, it was made out of stone. The Tanya, how do we know that? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Matamul Oimer, Avonim, Avonim, Avonim. It says three times in the Torah that the Mizbeach is supposed to be made out of Avonim. But we know the Mizbeach wasn't made out of Avonim. It was made out of Adama with Eitz and Nechoshes. Sholish, Echad, Shal Shiloi. Elamai is referring to three other Mizbeaches. One is the Mizbeach of Mishkan Shiloi, the Echad Shal Noiv Givon, the second one is the Mizbeach of Noiv Givon, Ubeis Olam, and the third one is Shloima Melech's Mizbeach, which was also made out of Avonim. Asr Avach Bar Ami from a Brisa. Isha Yard Ben Hashemayim, the fire that came down from Shemayim, be Mei Moshe, Loi Nistalka Meal Mizbeach and Nechoshes. The Parsha Shmini, the Torah describes that after the Karbonos were brought on the Yom Shmini, the Meluin, fire comes down from Shemayim. That fire remained on the Mizbeach until the times of Shloima HaMelech. The Isha Yard Ben Shloima. And the day that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, on that Yom Chanukah HaMizbeach, fire came down again, and Lo Nistalka Atchaba Menashe V'Silka. Menashe destroyed Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbeach, and it was at that time that the Ish went away. What's the Kasha? The Im Isa, if Rav Huna is right, that the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh, was not Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. Mikaruhu de Stalakle, the fire should have gone away earlier. Meaning the assumption is that why would the fire have been on Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach? Presumably, because you're bringing Karbanos there. Meaning when the Mizbeach was in Shiloh and in Noiv and in Givon and in all those places, that's what they were doing with it. But if you're going to tell me that the Mizbeach in Shiloh was a Mizbeach Avonin, so if the Mizbeach was made out of Avonin, and we know Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach wasn't made out of Avonin, it was made out of Adama, Eitzim, and the Chayishas, obviously they didn't use Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach in Shiloh. Say, if they didn't use Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach in Shiloh, why was the fire still there? So, you're going to have to say the Rav Huna holds like a different Tana. Which Tana? He holds like Rav Nosson. The Tanya we learned to the Brice, Rav Nosson, Noimer, Mizbeach shel Shiloh, shel Nechayishas. The Mizbeach of Shiloh was made out of Nechayishas. Hayachalal, it was hollow. Umale Avonim, and it was filled with stone. Now, Rav Nosson holds the Mizbeach of Shiloh was Nechayshes, not like Rav Huna. But the reason we're saying Hu Damek Rav Nosson is that he has a Tana to support him, at the very least that it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. So you have already a Raya that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach wasn't used in Shiloh. So Rav Huna can go Keneged a Braisa that seems to suggest that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was used in Shiloh. Again, Rav Huna said that even though Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was made out of Adama, Eitzim, and Nechayshes, the Mizbeach of Shiloh was made out of Avonim. That would seem to suggest that the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. Fake the Gemara Kasha, how can you tell me it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach? Do we have a Braisa that says that the Eish that came down be made Moshe remained until Shleimoy? It sounds like that they must have used it throughout those hundreds of years. That means in Shiloh they were using it, because otherwise the fire would have gone away. So clearly they used it. Meaning that Braisa seems to be not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna and Amir can't argue with a Braisa. Suck the Gemara. Rav Huna has a different Braisa that's at odds with that Braisa. Once he has a Tana de Messiah Aleh, so Mimele has a right to argue with a Braisa. What's that Braisa? Another Braisa that says that the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh was not Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. So meaning it's not that not everybody holds that this fire that came down Mimei Moshe remained with the whole Taikif throughout the years. So it's for that reason. So Freik Rashi, you're asking good. The obvious question. So why do we have to run to Rav Nosson to find a Braisa to support Rav Huna? The Gemara said that had Rav Huna know his halacha, he quoted a brisa. The time of Lezben Yaakov Omer, it says Avonim three times. One is the Mizbeach Shel Shiloh. The Mizbeach Shel Neve Givon. So that price is my first Rashi's kasha. But either way, let's just see one last Gemara of Nachman by Yitzchak. Amar Nachman by Yitzchak said, "My le'nestalka levatala." Meaning, really, it could be that Rav Huna is right. At the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh, it was not Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. It was Mizbeach Shel Avon. What's the kasha? If it was a different Mizbeach, why did the fire have to remain on Moshe Rabbeinu's? When we say the fire was there, it wasn't there with the ganze ganzkei. It wasn't there 100%. It means like nostalgia legamri. But at the same time, it wasn't there with all its intensity. Mayhi, what does that mean? Rabbanan Amri, Rabbanan says, Shviva Hava Mishadra. Rashi says that when they used to do the Haktorah on the Mizbeach of Avonim, so wind and flames would come from the Eish that was on the Mizbeach of Moshe, which was the Eish Min HaShemayim, and it would help the Haktorah. You're right, that's not the Mizbeach that was being used. The Mizbeach that was being used was the new Mizbeach, it was the Mizbeach Avonim. But at the same time, the fire from Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach played a role in the Haktorah, and that's why it was there. Rapapa said it a little bit differently, Ushpiza HaVenokat, it was like a guest. V'zimnin hacha. It used to bounce around a little bit. Sometimes the fire would be on the Mizbeach of Moshe, and sometimes, I guess for the Haktorah purposes, it would actually jump. But the point is, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was around. Nobody's arguing that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was around. The question is, was it used in Shiloh or was it not used in Shiloh? Was it used in Shiloh, meaning the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh was also Mizbeach Shel Nechayshes, or perhaps no, it was the Mizbeach Shel Avonim? You'll ask me a kasha, if Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach wasn't used in Shiloh, so what does it mean that the Nestalka Eish, what do you need the fire for? The Teretz is either Enchanami, Rav Huna holds like the Tana, the Braisa that holds that it's not true, that fire went away way before the times of Shlomo HaMelech, or the fire just facilitated.